This is the Edinburgh Reporter podcast, and today we are in the Lexington Hotel in New York, downtown New York. And today I'm with
Linda Fabiani, MSP.
And you're also the Deputy Presiding Officer of the Scottish Parliament. Have you forgotten because of the jet lag?
I forgot about that. MSP for East Kilbride.
And I'm Liam MacArthur. I'm the MSP for Orkney and a member of the Scottish Parliament's corporate body.
And what are you guys doing here, just on the eve of Tartan Day?
Well, it's the 20th Tartan Day and being celebrated in New York, and we're here to promote Scotland, along with Scottish governments here, Visit Scotland, Scottish Development International. It really good link-ups for America and Scotland round about this time.
Have you been before, Ms. Fabian?
Yeah, I've been a few times over the years, over many years. It's enjoyable and very, very worthwhile.
I was just going to say, is it worthwhile? Because do you feel that, you know, given economic circumstances that we find ourselves in, do you think that we need the American market?
I think we absolutely do. The American market is very big for Scotland, and I'm always amazed at the number of American students, for example, that come over and study in Scotland. So we have these links, business links, education links, but there's also family links, diaspora links. You know, the history goes back a long way.
Okay. And Liam, what have you done since you got here? When did you get here?
We got here yesterday. So, to be fair, we attended a reception last night hosted by the St Andrews Society of New York, which, as Linda says, was part of that process of maintaining and extending the links that there are between the Scottish diaspora here in the US and those of us who are elected to represent people in Scotland. And it was fascinating, the number of discussions you have covering such a wide range of sectors, and a genuine interest in what's happening in Scotland, back in for them the homeland, but giving us a better understanding of what it is to be part of the Scottish diaspora here in the US. And those relationships, I think, are key.
And it's much more than just Outlander, isn't it?
Although that does help. I wouldn't underestimate the extent to which that does resonate. It resonates in a way that other forms of engagement just don't. I think that you see the relationship being enhanced at so many levels, whether it's business to business, whether it's sort of government to government. But that softer element of the engagement between ourselves and the US and other parts of the world, I think we underestimate it at our peril.
You haven't actually lured them up to Orkney yet, then, have you, to do any filming there?
Don't doubt that I've been working extremely hard on that. I mean, last night there was two or three conversations I had with individuals who had a connection with Orkney, partly actually through the Hudson Bay Company's links into Canada and the links that those individuals themselves had with Canada. There's certainly an awareness of it, which for a population of 20,000, we are clearly punching above our weight.
And then we've got the rest of the weekend. How long are you here for then, Linda? What are you hoping to do?
Well, we're here till Sunday. So we have on Saturday the parade, and we're absolutely delighted that Sir Billy Connolly is the Grand Marshal. We have the kirking of the tartan, which is an interesting tradition that happens, a church service before the parade. So, and then there's various meetings with different groups. But I'm also doing quite a bit of work with young women back in Scotland, trying to get them involved in political engagement. So I'm meeting up with some counterparts here to see how they do that. And I know that Liam's doing stuff along with the Justice Committee brief that he holds and things.
Yeah, there's certainly some. Later on today, I'm going to visit the Centre for Court Reform and discussing with them some of the innovation that they're trying to take through in terms of reducing the prisoner population, which is clearly a big issue for us in Scotland. But similarly, through the role as on the corporate body, having discussions about parliamentary reform, and I think we're a new legislature. Very often there are those coming to Scotland to find out more about how we do it, but I think we miss a trick if we don't recognise that there is much that we can learn from the way in which Parliament and the accountability of parliamentarians is achieved in other parts of the country.
It seems that Holyrood may well be, you may not get any holidays this year. Is this your holiday instead?
Well, I never think about it as holidays, it's recess. It gives you the chance to get back in your constituency and spend some continuous days without having to run back and forward to Edinburgh. So, that's our work, it's what we do. If we have to stop recess for some reason, we call Parliament. That's just the way it is.
Do you think it's important, though, that Holyrood continues to sit during the Brexit process?
Well, we don't know what's going to happen. There's a big Wednesday night coming. I'm getting confused with time. Wednesday night coming, there's going to be big decisions made. We could crash out of the European Union. Of course, we have to have the facility to take the Parliament back. This is major stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I'd agree with Linda. We don't really know until the outcome of the EU summit on Wednesday, but I think it would be inconceivable were Parliament not to be reflecting on the contingency planning that will inevitably have been done and will then to be rolled out in the event of us crashing out without a deal. I think if indeed we see an extension of the process and further time given to reach a negotiated settlement, whether or not that's then put to the British public, I think the circumstances change there. There's perhaps less of a reason for us to be sitting as again the detail of what we'd be discussing wouldn't be at all clear. But certainly in the event of a no deal, I think the recall of Parliament is inevitable. It's really what those we represent would be expecting.
So back to tomorrow.
Yeah.
What are you wearing, both of you?
Well, I
something
have...
different.
Well, do you know, I think it's always really easy for men because they all look great when they wear the kilt. So they can wear the kilt with their own tartan and look fabulous. Women have always got to think out of the box. So I have it's a sort of plaid jacket that was made in Scotland. So I'm going to wear that and I like it. And it's purple, Parliament colours.
Good for you.
And I'm wearing my wedding outfit, so it's a kilt I got for my wedding.
Which was how long ago, Liam?
Plenty years ago.
It's just showing off now.
21 years ago. Except that the band's been extended out since then. But yeah, I mean, I'm thoroughly looking forward to it. Unlike Linda, who's a bit of a veteran of tartan days, this is my debut. But certainly from the discussions last night, provide a bit of a taster. I'm certainly looking forward to it. Mm.
And finally, do you speak at Bryant Park tomorrow? Do you have something to
today
say?
I think I'm speaking at Bryant Park today. Mm-hmm. And then depending on the weather, I think, because the weather's taking a turn. And yes, I've got something to speak at. I'm speaking in church and then a lunch, I think I'm speaking. I'm so much going on.
But a strong message that Scotland matters in America.
Scotland matters in America. Scotland is wide open. And we love having friends across the world.
Great. Well, have a great weekend, both of you. Thank you for speaking with us. You can read the full-length version of this story and, of course, all our other stories online at www.theedinburghreporter.co.uk.